far are you going?
About 30 years.
In this week's episode,
the cons are back and so are we. This is our 2021 convention review of AWA and Phoenix Toy Con. Never chase a bitch, chase no bitch, mask on, fuck it, mask on, mask on, fuck it, mask on, Percocet, Miley Percocet, chase a chick, never chase a bitch, chase no bitch, two cups, toast out with the game, from food stamps to a whole nother domain. It is recording as of now.
Okay, welcome to the Anime of Yesteryear Con Report.
Oh my gosh. I had a weekend, let me tell you. I don't know how your con report went, or how your con went.
Oh yeah, it was fun. I hadn't been to one in a long time. And
like a few years, yeah, though, right?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I think probably the last one I went to was... there was something in San Antonio called the Ekman's Toy Show, which was every few months.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to go to that. I think that probably I went to one of those in early 2020 or maybe late 2019.
Mm-hmm.
But then they got canceled because of COVID for a long time. Mm-hmm. And anyway, this one that I went to this weekend was the Arizona Toy Con. And it's been going on for a few years. They've changed the name a few times. At one point it was called the Icon. And, but it's always been at the Glendale Civic Center. And so I went down there, and it's right next to... comic shop called Drawn to Comics, which was giving out free comics in the convention to draw people to their store. Mm-hmm. And also a game store called Triforce Collectibles. Mm-hmm. And I got the Bloodstained game for Switch there, which is the one that's like that Kickstarter funded Castlevania game, and I was playing some of that last night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's like based on the later Castlevania games. So I guess it's more what they call Metroidvania, where it's like a lot of branching paths. Mm-hmm. And you can save in certain rooms, and you got a lot of power-ups and equipable items and stuff. So it's much different than the ones I'm used to, because I only had the ones for the NES and SNES that were like straightforward platformers. But it is interesting, and it seems like it's a pretty good game. But I know it was like something that took like 4 or 5 years to come out.
Mm-hmm.
It made all this money on Kickstarter, like 10 times its original
mm-hmm.
Goals or whatever. So they added all this stuff like voice acting. And then there's like an 8-bit version, I think, or 16-bit or something that's sold separately. I didn't get that version yet, but maybe I will. I think it's supposed to be more like the like NES, SNES, Castlevanias.
Yeah.
But yeah, at the con, I got some stuff by like some old horror comics by Kirby and Ditko.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was Haunted number 1, which was like almost $50, but I got it marked down a little bit to like $45 because I bought a bunch of other stuff at that booth. But yeah, it's like a number 1 issue by Ditko, so that's pretty rare. I could see like Ditko stuff going up a lot because he's in the news from like suing Marvel, well, not him, but his brother, to try to get the rights back to Doctor Strange and Spider-Man, which would totally screw them over if they couldn't use those in movies
mm-hmm.
anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That would cost them like billions of dollars, but
jeez.
I don't know if the courts would let that happen or not. Because people would go apeshit if they did that, like when Marvel was briefly like not going to be involved with these new Tobey Maguire. What's the name of this new kid? Tom Holland Spider-Man movies.
And oh.
They got all angry. They were like, Sony, you can't do this. And then they they made it part of the MCU again.
And then, but no, Tom Holland is the new Spider-Man now. There was a guy in the middle that was the Sony films that Andrew Garfield. Those are the Andrew Garfield ones.
Right, and apparently they are one nobody of those liked,
but like,
night.
I didn't really have it. I never really had a serious issue with those.
Oh, they're fine. I mean, I like them more than the Tom Holland ones, but that's like a heretical opinion online where you're supposed to like worship everything.
Don't, you don't want to say that, man. God forbid what it might happen to you.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's becoming more acceptable to diss the MCU now or something, because the Eternals is only at 60% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's bordering on rotten. it goes down any lower.
I just don't care about these new Marvel movies. I really, after Avengers, I was like, what's left to tell? I mean, like, you got the highlights out. I mean,
it did go rotten. It just went down to 59%.
Wow.
Well, that still means 59% of people gave it a positive review, so...
This is a user review is it you're talking about?
No. Only critics, because it's not out yet, and the users can't leave an advanced review anymore because of all the review bombing on Captain Marvel, where they were giving negative reviews without having seen it.
But that was still a bad movie, from what I understand, right?
That was not... That's the thing. It's like, there's a lot of these new ones that they keep putting out that it's like... I didn't even see Shang-Chi. It's like, or I don't know if I'm going to see this one either. I mean, Avengers Endgame, it really did tie everything up, and I think a lot of people are not going to care anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I saw Black Widow in theaters, and it's kind of like, I thought it would be good, but it wasn't.
Really? Because I haven't even seen it yet. I'm just waiting for my cable movie to come out. Whenever that could be.
Unless Liefeld doesn't let them or something because he charges too much for royalties, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, he was in that Deadpool 2 movie, so maybe he'll be in Deadpool 3.
I was like, okay, I'll take Josh Brolin as Cable. Fine. I actually kind of liked how he looked in that film. It's really cool. I was just happy Cable was in a mainstream film. And I was like, okay, this should lead to Cable having his own film eventually. Which is what I've been wanting for over 10 years, ever since these stupid comic book movies started coming out. So
that seems like something that would have been a big thing in the 90s if they did it. When the Cable comic was a big seller and he was in the 90s X-Men cartoon and everything. I think there was probably a toy made of him for the X-Men toy line and everything.
Oh, there's been several Cable figures. I mean, I've got some of the older ones. Yeah. The X-Force line. So you only went that one day, right?
That's right. It's just a one-day thing. And there were some outside booths, and they weren't that great. But inside, they had a decent amount of comics and collectibles. Mm. And there was not that many people dressed up in costume, which I was kind of refreshed that was not the focus of the event. Because when they take over an event, it becomes just a circus, and then you can't actually get anything good there. Because it's all just about people taking selfies and about people signing stuff. And, I don't want it to get like the big cons in downtown Phoenix where it's all about that.
Well, because Phoenix has Sabaton Con, which is where I've been winning. Yeah, Sabaton is in Phoenix, Arizona, right?
That's right. Yeah. I imagine that's probably mainly about music videos.
Yeah, because I've won two awards from them back to back for best trailer. So they like... Someone there likes my stuff.
They do a digital awards show or something
They did for COVID, but then since they're back to live, they're not really, okay. No one's really streaming anything. Well, I mean, YomaCon was over the weekend. Man, so let me, I'll just go ahead and tell you that.
Is that the one you went to, YomaCon?
No, Anime Week in Atlanta.
Oh, okay, but right. Where's YomaCon?
I won, I'm not sure where Yoma's at. But I won an award from Yoma the same day I won my award at AWA. Saturday was a very, very, very good day for me. I can just talk about the contest real quick, because this is like going up on stage, because I had a feeling that I was going to try to hopefully get something. I felt like I was, and I was just like, crap, I'm just going to cry a bunch because I'm just so excited just to get something. And I had a trailer that I submitted, but the other thing I submitted, I didn't think it would win, and I even said that. I got Best Documentary, and then I got another trophy, which is titled In the World, so I'll explain what happened. So, I saw the Best Documentary, and the video they picked was my submission for what I call Jeremy D, which I... incorporated Jeremy Clarkson from Top Gear into Initial D, like it's a documentary. So the source material for that is Jeremy Clarkson back in the 90s did a show called Motor World for BBC, and one of his first episodes was him going to Japan, and he did a brief stint on drifting since it was really getting popular in the 90s. And I just felt like that should be incorporated to Initial D. And then I went one step further and I had another editor help mask Jeremy Clarkson into the Initial D footage as an introduction. And he also did over, you know, voiceover thing that matched with it. And it's like a minute and a half long. And it played at the convention. And, you know, I'm just like, holy crap. Like, I this is what got me an award. And, so I got called up on stage from the guy, his name's, his handle online is Pilk, but we, his name's Phil. And we connected like right off the bat. We were connecting Friday for like, or Thursday night for like an editor's dinner. And we were just, we had the same thing in common, like guns and cars and just, we click like that. And, so he calls me up on stage and I go to get the award and I'm honestly like, I'm just so emotional and I'm trying not to tear up and you know, I give him a big hug and then like, he won't let go of my arm. And it's like he's, and then I started crying some more. Like I was trying to hold back tears and you're wearing a mask so no one can really see me smile or anything. And then I was like, all right, come on. You know, you can let go of my arm now. Like stop. And I'm just like trying to hold back tears. And it turns out he was trying to set me up for a joke, a JoJo's reference that I didn't get. And then as I was going off stage, they hand me the other trophy that ends with, you know, Expo competition in the world. It was supposed to be a JoJo's reference. And he was, that's what he was trying to do, and I didn't get it. And then later he's like, oh, you ruined my JoJo's reference. But then, like, a bunch of people on, like, the anime AMV.org website, you know, I was like, yeah, you know, I was really, you know, like happy and I couldn't help but to cry. And people were like, yeah, we were in the audience and saw you. Like, we all felt it. You were great. And, you know, I'm walking out of my seat holding my two trophies and I yell out the biggest battle cry and that crowd went crazy. So, like, they knew how excited and happy I was. And, like, I shed it a number of tears for a few minutes and to calm myself down. But, like, it's something that you work on something and, you know, you do your best at and you get recognized for it. And I'm just so content in that. And that's kind of, I'm not driven to like, you know, do it just to get awards and get as many as possible. But it's like, I do want to be rewarded when I do a really good job on something and I know it. And I'm very proud of my work. So.
Yeah. Well, that was a good moment for you. But what did he expect you to do when he was holding onto your arm? How were you supposed to know that was a JoJo's reference?
I didn't know. I think he was trying to set me up. Like, if you wanted me to get it or say in the world, I have no idea. I haven't, because you don't, I didn't know anything. Cause so it's all unexpected. I think he was trying to guide me into a joke and it completely failed in front of everyone.
Well, he probably should have told you about this before going out there or something. Like,
but then that would have
I'm
going to
hold you and then you're going to punch me or something. Like something that happens in JoJo's.
But
then
the thing is, like that would ruin that, the surprise that I won something.
Okay.
And that to me, I mean, like it's a shock value. So like, of course I was shocked and, you know, I'm trying to, you know, it's just the fact that like at the moment and everyone's cheering because they just saw like how I was like tearing up and stuff and trying to shake it off. But, but
yeah,
anyways, but yeah, that was, yeah, I just, It's a wonderful, incredible feeling to just be that happy and honored and proud, really, to know that, like, the stuff I do really means something. And I've been winning, you know, awards even last year with the stuff I was doing. And I wish – it's just nice to get, like, the crowd recognition to see that you're up there. And the best way I can say it is in that moment. So it's – and I feel like I've got my niche. I have, like – my area where I thrive and I'm good with that. But
yeah, sounds like it went well.
Yeah.
For you.
So yeah, that was Saturday. And then I find out that like someone pinged me on like our AMV Discord chat and he's just like, yeah, congratulations. And I was like, you know, oh, thank you. No, yeah. I was, you know, telling about the AWA. He's like, well, no, I was talking about the other con. I was like, what did I win there? So I'm supposed to be getting this golden VHS with my AMV on it. Like a clamshell case is what Yoma does. And they had photos of all the awards out there, and there I was in one of the photos. And I posted all that in the Slack chat. I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but...
Yeah,
so, like, there it was right there for a video I did for AWA last year online that I didn't... That was sort of a finalist, but it didn't get anything from that. that I also really enjoyed and like working on. And, you know, here it is a year later and, it, you know, I'm getting a really big award for it. So, it's fun. And I mean, my desire for it is to just continue getting better at video editing and showing my work. And, you know, all I can do is, you know, hope that people really enjoy it. That's what counts. And people really, really seem to like that initial D pairing that I did, that parody. Yeah, so that was Saturday. That basically, that was the highlight. But yeah, I can talk about Saturday and I can talk about the rest of the con. But so I had to dip out of the awards on Saturday because I had two panels back to back. So I did an initial D panel, which I talked about the history of like drifting, what kind of led to initial D being created, and Eurobeat music a little bit, and then went into extensively about the arcades and the video games and how they run. And because that was kind of like what really got me into Initial D was the arcade scene in the 2000s. And that room was a small room, but it was packed. It was, every chair was filled up, and a lot of people were asking me questions and stuff, and it was just wonderful to interact with people. I will say this, so there was a guy in the front row. We're chatting, and I don't know, something came up about like politics, and I was like, guys, I'm not, this ain't the play, you know, because I'm being respectful, because I'm like, you know, like, look, I'm not here to talk about my personal politics or whatever, so like, you know, it's all good. And then there was a guy in front with one of those LED like light up like sunlight or like glass visors or visors in front of his face. Uh-huh. And he had it programmed to say, "Let's go, Brandon."
Okay.
And so, I was just thinking, and I read, like, it.
Is that going to come up somehow?
Yeah. And I read it, and then I basically went like, "Awesome!" And I gave him a thumbs up for it. And he was in the front row, so nobody else saw it, which is great.
Yeah, that's funny. That "Let's go, Brandon" thing has really taken off. Like, I saw that it has now a Wikipedia article about it.
Oh my gosh!
And the picture, it shows like some sort of diner in Nevada or something, yeah. Like a rural upstate Nevada where they've got "Let's Go Brandon" on like a sign out front, like like a church sign type thing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and then there's apparently three rap songs named "Let's Go Brandon" that have been made, and one of them got removed from YouTube for misinformation.
Oh my gosh.
So they've already decided this is like a evil hate slogan or whatever that has to be ditched from the internet, even though it's supposedly a cheer for a NASCAR driver.
Yeah, okay, so, but the thing is, my brother and I had this conversation today when we're doing stuff for our boss. He was like, look, all that a reporter had to do was just censor it out and like, you know, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we're sorry for if you hear anything, you know. But she was trying to play it up. As like, you know, they're trying to hide it and act like it's like, oh, this is what they're, you know, change it. And if she didn't do that, then this would have been blown over. But the fact that she made an internet meme out of this really says volumes and started a movement of "Let's go, Brandon." I don't know if that lady still has a job or not.
Oh, she probably does. I think they probably tell her to do that because, I mean, they're, apparently they've been doing this for months at other events, other NASCAR events and other sporting events. Mm-hmm. People chanting "fuck Joe Biden," mm-hmm. And then I guess she didn't know about it or misheard, or she knew and she decided to cover it up by presenting it as being a cheer for the guy she was interviewing or whatever happened. Yeah. But that was what made it catch on, because no one knew about this chant really, and until she tried to mispresent what they were saying.
Yes. And that completely horrendously backfired to what it is now.
Yeah, like yesterday it was like "Let's Go Brandon Day," "Poopy Pants Biden," and all kinds of stuff like that was trending.
Because didn't he do something? Didn't he blow out his britches or something at that summit or whatever? Is what I heard.
Yeah, there's some rumor that he shit himself at the Vatican because he's meeting with the Pope about global warming, and then he shit himself.
Nice. Oh.
I mean, he is 80 years old, so I'm not surprised if he has some incontinence issues. But
yeah, really. Trump didn't have that. I'm just saying, you know. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man. I'm just thinking. No, it was a wonderful weekend. I had a great time. However, my sleeping schedule is another story. So let me explain what's happening here with sleep. So I kick myself for this. I kick myself for this now, for the fact that if I held on to that hotel room that I had at the Sheraton, I could have hawked it on some baseball fans and made like a grand more. Oh, I need to keep up with baseball the next time I go to AWA. So if they happen to get in the World Series next year, regardless if they win this year, then I can at least have some place for baseball fans to stay out, and they'll play anything to stay there because they're baseball fans.
So the World Series was going on next to your convention. Is that what the deal was?
Yes. So that was happening. So Thursday was the travel day. And they were tied 1-1 in the series because the first game Atlanta won in Houston, the second game Houston won. So, you know, they always have that day for travel. So they had Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Atlanta. So theoretically, if Atlanta won all three games, their final game would have been like last night, and Houston beat them. And I'm not surprised because I see this all as a money thing, where the longer this goes on, the more money that can be made. So obviously, these games are being rigged in some form or fashion. I'm not surprised at all. I even said like a week or two ago, and I was telling people like, look, they're going to push this game out as far as possible. But it would have been great if Atlanta won four consecutive, and like I was there, like because I stayed Saturday at the Renaissance Waverly, which is where the con was being held. And just imagine like looking, you know, from like the hotel and just seeing all these fireworks go off and people cheering and cars flipping over, and hopefully not. I don't know, but.
I did see that there's like people are angry that Trump was there and he was doing some tomahawk chop and they were claiming it's racist.
I did not know that. Man, the fact that I was like a mile away from our ex-president, that's wild. And so let me explain my
Trump said that they invited him and the MLB has to backpedal and say, oh, no, he just requested to attend. We didn't invite him because people are now attacking the MLB for allowing the president to go there.
Oh, gosh. Stupid. So let me explain my situation, my living situation. So because I gave up that hotel, I had it worked out with one of the editors that I've known. He got me really close to the community, Speedy. He was like, hey, you know, I have a cat. It would be great if you can stay at my house with my cat, you know, while we're gone so she doesn't get too lonely, yada yada. And I was like, oh, sure. And he was like a 20-minute drive from the convention center, which, by the way, I kept getting lost getting there because my GPS either glitched out because I have Android Auto. And if I happen to take the wrong turn when my phone's connected, it'll just lose GPS service. And I'm like, don't do this to me. I'm in downtown 11 Atlanta traffic. You can't screw up now. Stop. You know, I was getting pissed. And, so I eventually figured out I could just run the GPS off my phone and then blare the and play it through Bluetooth, and it ran fine. I don't know what's going on, but yeah, my mom.
It is weird how spotty service can be in places. Like I was at the convention center, and in a lot of places I couldn't get service, and it's like downtown Glendale.
The Renaissance was the same way. The Cobb Galleria, there's certain parts that you had to like, you would get like text messages that you can get working, and other places you get no service. It made no sense. But anyways, but this is like one of them trying to get there. There was like, oh, to get around this like traffic, just take this detour. And I just remember following it. Like, okay, take a slight left, and slight left meant a concrete barrier. And I'm like, Google, what the fuck? Like, this is not working. And so I had to go up like Highway 400 to loop around and go back the other way. And that was an extra 20 minutes because of traffic. And then I messed up on getting on Highway 70 because there's like two different forks, and it's like, you know, keep left, but you're so distracted by everything, and that area screws me up so bad. It has never failed that I've messed up getting to AWA on that exit well more than once ever since I started going. Wow. It's just, I don't know why. It's like I forget. I go there once a year, or so. It's been 2 years now, and it's like I don't know how to get there. Anyways, but so that one I had to backtrack and backpedal and all that stuff, getting pissed off about it. But so anyways, I get to his place and I didn't sleep well the first night because I was on his couch and his cat bugged me the entire night. She wanted attention. Like, I'd be trying to sleep and she'll start pawing my lip. Like, hey, can you pet me? You know, kind of thing. And I'm just like, it's 3 a.m. And I slept, had some maybe REM sleep at one point, and then I woke up to feel that she's behind my back, cuddled next to me. So I asked him about it, because I didn't get any solid sleep other than just dozing off. And I asked him, he's like, yeah, I should have told you my cat's in heat. Uh-huh. And I'm like, you asshole. So then I asked him, like, can I sleep in your editing room? And he's like, yeah, sure, I got that futon in there. Well, he's got a 4-foot photon, futon.
A photon laser in there.
I slept in a 4-foot laser, yeah. I did get better sleep.
He's got a big box of red photon zillion that you had to sleep on.
I would be a lot comfortable than that, what I slept on Saturday night. I'll get to that. So, so Friday night comes, and I'm like, no, cat, you're not bugging me. So I shut the door, and I fold out the futon, and I slept better that night, for sure. Even though I had to, like, kind of curl up to, like, fit my body on it, but it worked. So Saturday night, I get invited to stay with the A&V coordinator guy. His name's Phil, and we connected. Like, we were... we did something, and then we met... Well, we went to his hotel and chatted, we're talking or whatever after doing something else. Or I was helping him with something, and then, like, we went to the mall next door to meet them in the food court to get something quick to eat and eat it. And then we went to Cheesecake Factory, and he wanted a cheesecake and pick up a cheesecake for somebody else. I think he's, like, the lead of the A&V department. And while we were there, we were just chilling out and having some drinks at the bar and just chatting some more about, like, life and stuff. It was great. And so I stayed with him in his room, but then he also had his wife and his sister-in-law. And 2 out of 3 of them snore like bears. So that kept me up part of the night also, because I was able to find one earplug in my backpack, and then I had to use the pillow to hide my other ear so I could at least, like, muffle the sound as best as possible. Oh, gosh. And then I wind up staying with some friends. It's a guy that I reconnected with that I haven't seen in like 10 years. A few months ago when he was in town. And then since he's in Atlanta, and I told him he told me where he lived and where I was staying. He's like, dude, the first guy I stayed with, he was literally like half a mile away from his apartment. And this guy has a house and they have 2 cats. So you could say that this weekend I had more pussy than I've ever had in my life, as in pussy cat. Very derogatory. Yeah, I'm 13 again. I crashed on their couch when the Braves game was on. I probably crashed about the 6th inning, and we went to this like fusion of like Mexican and Asian food. It was actually pretty good, like a restaurant there. Got a drink. Came home, had a beer, and then at about 10:30, 10:45, it hit me. I was like, I'm ready to pass out. And so I got on the couch, and all I remember was the game was on. And the next thing I knew, I woke up, the TV was off, and I had one of her cats sleeping next to me on my left side. And I was like, okay, cool. And I just went right back to sleep. But I slept so well. That was wonderful to make up for the night before.
Well, at least you got some sleep.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just so tired. Like, as soon as we're done with the call, I'm just gonna go straight to bed. But I do want to. So I want to ask you, since you're in Phoenix, I don't know how they did this. Like, were they like required a vaccine to be proven to get in, or did they care, or like how?
Well,
did that
I didn't.
Work?
I didn't know. You know how much. Extensive they were going to be and that kind of stuff. So I did get the booster the day before, and I get Johnson & Johnson again because I'm not comfortable with the mRNA vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. But
well, they're talking about mixing vaccines, which that sounds sketchy as hell. I'm sorry.
Yes, they were doing that, and I've been hearing people telling me, you know, oh, you should get the Pfizer or Moderna, don't get Johnson again because it doesn't give you as much protection. And they really, really don't want a traditional vaccine. They just want people taking the mRNA ones. And I don't know why they push that one, those so much, but they do. And I don't know what the reason is, but
so the Johnson & Johnson is a different one than the others. Do they have less of an RNA in it, or how is that?
No,
work?
it's just like a, you know, like the flu vaccine or the.
So there really is a little bit of Corona in the Johnson & Johnson, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a dead virus, but the other ones they
right.
I don't understand what the other ones do, but it's supposed to be like it somehow inserts itself into your RNA particles or whatever and transforms them in some way. And I just don't want that happening to my body. So I don't take those versions.
Okay.
But yeah, anyway, so yeah, I've taken like the measles one and all the other stuff when I was in grade school. And this is similar to that compared to the new ones, which are
you know,
some new experimental technology.
All right. That's interesting. You say that. So, because I'm still freaking hesitant on the I mean, I'm bringing that up because I'm about to go into like how AWA handled this, but like I'm still very skeptical really on all the whole vaccine. But it sounds to me like Johnson & Johnson's the better version of it if they're really using a dead COVID cell, which is what the flu is, what they've always done with it.
Right.
And the mRNA stuff, the protein is what's messing everybody up. Which is what Moderna and Pfizer are doing. Okay. Because I've noticed that, like, it's like people that get the shot, like, nothing happens to them. But then it's like, okay, well, which one did you pick that happens to be the one with the less side effects, I guess? So maybe it is the Johnson & Johnson that's doing that. Even though at the beginning, Johnson & Johnson was the one that caused all these blood clots in women and pregnancy issues and stuff. I'm still not totally 100%. I'm not 100% sold on any of this at all. Because I'm still like
it does have an issue with women with in menopause and with pregnancy and stuff, and it may make them infertile or kill their babies or give them blood clots. Or,
yeah, because the CDC.
I mean, there are issues definitely with it.
My buddy
but
has,
it's just less issues than the other one. I think.
Okay. My buddy has stated like the CDC has said like natural immunization or the antibodies are like 10 more times more effective than the vaccines. But that's that's for people that had COVID, and usually if you get the flu, you build up an immunity to it, which makes sense. This is what you do. But, you know, for people that, like, you know, haven't had COVID, then maybe the Johnson & Johnson is the way to go, based on what you're telling me.
Yeah, but I did have one weird side effect, which is that I was just sneezing constantly the next day, which was really awkward at the show. So I did wear a mask, and under the mask I had a tissue so that I would not get snot all over the mask, but the tissue got totally soaked.
Okay.
But I just got rid of the tissue, and then I started sneezing all over the mask, and I had to wash that thing when I got home.
But, I gotcha.
And people in there were like, "Are you allergic to old comic books or something?" What's the reason?
What's your excuse, boy? Don't be getting that COVID over me.
Yeah, but no, they don't even have a mask mandate. I think Governor Ducey has actually banned mask mandates and COVID vaccine mandates as well. So that they didn't ask for my vaccine card or anything, and I could have just gone in without any of that. But I didn't know if what would happen.
Okay.
But yeah,
that's understandable. So AWA required, and I to a point, I agree to it, where it was either show a COVID vaccine or a negative test. So I got my negative test that Monday, my results by Tuesday, and I emailed it to the con, and they were like, "Good, we have your results, you're good to go, you know, no questions asked." So I was like, okay, so but I brought a paper copy with me just in case. And I can't stand the people that run the con ops area because I've had this issue with the girl that's in there like more than one time, and she's pulling this BS on me anyways. And I get in there and, you know, I'm just thinking I'm just going to go in and get my badge. They got everything set up. They got all my records, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I tell her like, well, and she asked me like, you know, can you prove your negative test? I said, well, yeah, I emailed it to you guys. And they're like, well, we don't have records, but they had someone that was coordinating with them over the computer. Because I guess she wasn't there. I don't know. But anyways, I was like, I got a negative test and I emailed it to you guys. But I got a paper one for you to look at. And you can look at it for yourself. The girl literally gets it, looks at it for 1 second, and she throws it on the floor. I'm not kidding. I was like, I'm thinking, bitch, what the fuck? Like, how damn disrespectful do you got to be? And she literally gets it and she just drops on the floor like, meh. And I'm like, I'm thinking, what? Excuse me? You guys are making a big freaking deal about this? Is that like a hinge, like Twilight Zone pour where all like these like negative test papers go? She literally just let go of it and just fell on the floor and she just looked at it. I kid you not. I can't stand that bitch. Ooh. Anyways.
Did you call her out over it or say like, why'd you throw
I didn't say anything. I was like, I just want to get the heck out of here and get my freaking badge. And so then they asked me for this QR code thing, and I was like, and so I'm trying to find that up, and like, well, you, this is what you need. And I'm like, you guys made it sound like I was already good to go. Just come in here, tell you who I am. You guys got everything on email from me, so I can just get my badge and leave, and not deal with you for another year. And so as I was looking up the QR code thing, then like the lady on the other side was like, yeah, I found your contact information. You're good. You're good to go. So then the girl picks up my negative test and folds it back and hands it back to me. It's like, well, you know, whatever. And so
dude,
that's how I got
my badge. Dude, how easy it was for me to get in by comparison. I walk right in. There's zero line. I give them a $100 bill. They give me $90 back in change. I go in there. I've got some nice change to buy some comic books with. And there's no issues whatsoever. They don't ask for a vaccine test. They don't tell me you have to wear a mask. They just do their business. Yeah.
Because at a comic book thing, they do not care. Anime cons are a different story. But I'll tell you this much. There was one guy at the con that was trying to be the biggest police dude and like going, excuse me, you need to have your mask up. You know, make sure it's up above your nose. He got on to me that I was like, and I was like, hey, I'm just trying to I'm trying to breathe well at this moment. And he's like, well, you know, just making sure. I said, okay, sure. And I put it over. I see him walk by and I'm like, bloop. So I can go back to having a conversation instead of inhaling carbon monoxide coming out of my body or dioxide. So.
Oh, by the way, my mom has developed like a fungus on her face, and they tell her that this is because of the mask wearing that she has to do at shows, jewelry shows. Like you're breathing all over your own face, and it's like exacerbating this like sort of natural fungus that's in the air or whatever, but it like starts spreading all over your face now because it's not got anywhere else to go when it's trapped in there with the mask.
And then
they recently discovered a Fauci paper where he says that this is the cause of most of the deaths during the Spanish flu is people were wearing masks and that they were causing themselves these respiratory infections with all the fungus and stuff that grows inside the mask.
Okay. Yeah, that all sounds like utter bullshit. It really does. And I don't buy that one bit. I mean, I'll tell you, I had like the I had my nose exposed.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like in order for me to kind of breathe out of it and breathe fresh air. And I mean, no, as long they just want to see that you had your face up. But I did find out that the dealers, they didn't have to worry about the COVID restriction stuff. They had just had it just show up. But I know that this couple that sells video games, that's how they make their living. They had to get the vaccine because that's how they have to go to these shows to get work. And if they, you know, don't, then they can't work and make money. And I've known them for years and they're great people, Josh and, his wife. And I can't think of his wife's name, but she's really great. And apparently he showed me photos of his wife getting shingles after she got the shot. She's in her 20s. You're not supposed to get shingles in your 20s.
I didn't know that disease still existed. It's
yes,
like
yes, dude,
something like
dude,
polio or something.
She
like
had shingles in her eye, in her eyelids, dude. They showed me photos.
Wow.
She was telling me this stuff. Sheena's her name. Yeah, I was like, no, I'm not getting this shit. No, F that. Why? You know, like, but I guess it goes back to like what shot did she get? I mean, because everyone has a different reaction to it, but. Anyway, so, yeah, going back to the con. So the initial D panel, man, we went off track. Bad. But the initial D panel went very, very well. Like, as soon as it was over, we had more. I had 10 minutes left, and so people were like, hey, let's talk about cars. I'm like, yeah, sure, let's talk about cars. I know in the panel rooms, you're supposed to have, like, the option was to either wear a mask or a face shield. And I tried to do the face shield. Which is basically like a pair of glasses with like a plastic piece over your mouth or like covers your whole face. And I was like, guys, I don't think you can hear me while I'm this. And then I didn't need the mic anyways because it was a small room. So I could just kind of yelled. But I basically got the mask and put it on top of my head like it was like sunglasses. And I was like, well, they said to wear the mask. They didn't give a tutorial on how to properly wear it. So we're going to roll with it. And so I never had anybody stop me from doing it. So I wore it on top of my head the entire hour in there, and no one had a problem with that whatsoever. No one said anything to me. No one got that offended. But yeah, that went over well. So everyone knows my vast Initial D knowledge that has been in my brain for 20 years and counting. And then I went to, I did my next panel, which is That Bad Dubbing panel, That Bad panel, or That Bad Anime Dubbing. The one that I played on Anime Lockdown that I streamed, it was the same one.
Right.
So I show up and I'm thinking I got like, you know, 5-10 minutes or so, and I open the door and I'm like, oh, there's already all these people sitting in there, and I'm like, no, this place is packed. Like, I guess the other panel didn't come out. So I walk in there and I talk to this guy in the back and I was like, hey, what are you guys waiting on? And they're like, oh, we're waiting for the bad dubbing panel. And I was like, ah, gotcha. All right, thanks for letting me know. And I literally walk to the front. It starts setting up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, so that panel room was packed. There was people, it's a large room in the Highlands. People were along the side of the walls and the back of the walls. And about 5 minutes into that, or 5 or 10 minutes in that sucker, they had to get evicted because they didn't have seats. And that I should have had a bigger room. That kind of told AWA I should have had a bigger room. And, you know, but they gave me a bigger room because it was supposed to be in the small room of the Initial D panel originally. And then they switched me to the Highlands, and I was like, well, yeah, that makes sense. I should get more people. And every one of those seats were filled, and I felt bad. I think all these people left at the same time. I was like, oh, my gosh, I didn't realize it was this bad. And then they were actually being told they were getting kicked out because, you know, it's a fire hazard and some crap. But then I had to tell you something to them that's like, my panel does well. So if I do it again or something similar, I should get a much bigger room. Anyways,
yeah, they probably have some COVID restrictions, like you can't have more than a certain number of people in the room.
Dude, there was no spacing, there was no 6-foot distance of anything. Everyone was crammed in there like sandwiches. Yeah, that's what I don't get. It's weird. Anyways, but that went over well. I had one, so like the Dragon Ball Z clip where they're fighting King Lord Slug. And it's that dub, and I played it on there. And so one of the jokes was like, it sounds like King Kai saying, like black human beings, they don't like the sound of rubbing glass. And like that whole crowd cheered, you know, was just laughing, rolling or whatever. And I had a black dude come up to me at the end and goes, yo, give me your email. I want to show that clip to my family. That this shit is hilarious, man. And I was like, he was a black dude. And I was like, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't care.
He liked that, huh?
Yeah, he's like, I gotta show my parents. They're gonna love this. Yeah, that was straight. That was trippy. I love it. Saturday was a blast. Friday, what happened? Well, Friday had the other panel I went to was the history of AWA, which was kind of summarized from what it was 2 years ago. And I was able to record it, and I asked Dave Merrill who ran it, and he was like, yeah, sure, you can record it. It's fine, whatever. And at the end of the panel, he actually gave me his script to the whole panel. He's like, and I was like, hey, you know, thanks for letting me, you know, recording. He's like, oh, here's the script for it. So I got something to work with if I'm going to do some sort of documentary. I need to get on that. Anyways, but what prompted me to record the panel is there's another party involved that wanted to – that was part of AWA, and I'm not going to give any names in case any of this ever gets out, but because he wanted to know if Dave was going to say something negative about him because they were the ones that started the con up. And so apparently there's some sort of really dark, not really dark backstory, but like just two old grumpy men. One of them has a grudge against the other, and I'm just like, sure, I'll record it for you, and I'll let you know if they say certain things. And they didn't say anything, so then I was like in the middle of an old person's feud. This guy was like, hey, I just want to know, you know, like, I don't want him, you know, trash talking me or something. I was like, because I've talked to him before online, he's a nice guy, but I was like, okay, you guys got a history, but I'm not gonna, I didn't tell Dave anything, and I'm not, because he don't know. But I mean, yeah, the panel recording came out fine.
So they usually trash talking each other with their panels.
I think he assumes. I think he assumes so. I don't know, but So at the con, I also got to meet one of the guests who was Carl Horn, one of the Dark Horse like translators and like one of the big Ava fans. I got to meet him Thursday at the Super Happy Fun Sale, which I bought some figures there. Like I got a giant Robo toy. I got a PlayArts Solid Snake that's missing some parts, and it's kind of, it works. I mean, it was $40 for a PlayArts figure that's loose. I can't complain. And then I got something for a friend of mine. The booth that had the giant Robo figure, there was the guy that had like a really awesome open out of box, like Tachikoma from Ghost in the Shell. And I was literally about to reach it, and this other guy goes, "Oh, Tachikoma, I want to see that," and then grabs it. And he's like, "How much is it?" And they're like, "Oh, it's like $70-$80. And he's like, "You know, I'll take it." I was like, "I never even got to hold it." So I was like, "All right, well, that's that, you know."
Mm-hmm.
I bought a bunch of other stuff too. I finally bought Captain Harlock on DVD from the Discotech booth. I've been saying I would do it every single year, and I buy something else from them instead of Captain Harlock, but now I finally bought Captain Harlock. So I have no other excuse to use. So it's
okay.
So yeah, I can definitely watch the, I can finish the original Captain Harlock series on DVD.
How far did you make it before?
I think in the teens or something, and that's like 40 something episodes. So uh-huh. I got a ways to go. So I like to I like to finish that show, or probably go back and rewatch it again.
Yeah, I need to watch that show as well. I've seen Endless Odyssey and Harlock Saga. And,
I bought Harlock Saga on DVD complete. It's like one disc or something. So I got that at the Super Happy Funny. I got that at the Super Happy Fun sale. Like I got Arcadia right. My Youth. And we reviewed it right. For that other VHS website.
Tape
yeah,
from Wonderbook Videos in Maryland. Mm.
Oh, yeah, we did have that conversation, yeah.
Because you had something from them as well, I remember.
I
you bought it all that time.
Yeah, I remember that. God, that's been forever. Many
yeah,
podcast
no,
episodes ago.
Long time ago. Probably a Cybernauts era or something like that.
It might be on this podcast.
It could be.
Yeah, it's in the archives if anybody ever wants to go back and look that far. It's somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm kind of playing with my giant Robo figure now. It's like a solid metal figure. It's pretty awesome. It's very sturdy. Yeah, Giant Robo is another series I need to watch. I got like two different DVDs for it, including the Discotech Blu-ray. Gosh, I'm trying to think of what else. I mean, like, I got a bunch of import games and some Super Eurobeat CDs and a bunch of other stuff. I bought more other things than like anime at an anime con. I do have something in front of me that's interesting that I found Saturday morning. So somebody was putting out these 11x17 flyers. And they're like Evangelion, like poetry or something. I'm gonna take a photo of it. And there's two different of these. Like one of them is a picture of Hideaki Anno and I think Yamaga. And it looks like they're in a gay pose where, like, Hideaki Anno has his arm around Yamada. And it looks like it's like it looks pretty gay. And then there's like there's a Don Perignon bottle of champagne at the bottom that has like rocket jets on, like it's flying through space. This is the weirdest thing. And they got a bunch of words on it. That's the first one. And the second one is, it's a red sheet. They're all on this table, like out in the main area, like in front of somebody put this out there and printed like 1,000 copies of this. And the red one has a bunch of images and things. It's like a bad Photoshop of like Anno, like in a parking garage or something. And, I gotta read this out to you. I got like both of these in my hand and then I was like, I'm gonna take these. These seem interesting. So I'm gonna look at the yellow. I'm gonna read off the yellow one real quick. You used to get into your cosplay. Now you only get in and get it hearsay. Can't trade back all the licenses for license. Landed in a very common crisis. Everything's in order in Yonago? Nothing seems as pretty as the past, though. That Dom Perry's lacking a Tabasco? Remember when he used to be a rascal? What the? This is the first time I've read any of this.
What?
Oh, The boy's a slag, the best you ever had. The best you ever had is just a memory, and those dreams weren't as draft as they seemed, or daft as they seemed. Not as daft as they seemed, when, my love, when you dreamed them up. We're flipping through a Kaoshin Dojinshi. Remember when the boys were all Oishi? Oishi?
That's gay, like, Ava fanfics, right? Kaworu and Shinji, that must be what Kawoshi means.
Kawoshi, oh my gosh. And now when she tells me Saidan Desu, I'm guessing that she'd rather just forget you.
Ugh.
Clinging. John, there's...
Are you getting near the end?
No, this is like the first third. We got a ways to go. Okay. I'm guessing that she'd rather just forget you. Clinging till I'm getting sentimental. Said he wasn't going, but he went still. Asked a Josie artist to be gentle. Was a Shobijin or a Mothra monumental? Oh, the boy's a slag. The best you ever had. The best you ever had is just a memory. Oh, and those dreams weren't as daft as they seemed. Not as daft as they seemed, my love, when you dreamed them up. Oh, where did you go? Where did you go? Where did you go? You're falling about. You took a left last... You took a left off last laugh lane. Just sounding it out. But you're not coming back again. You're fooling about. You took a left off last laugh lane. You were just sounding it out. But you're not coming back again. Not as in parentheses. Boy, this is the best thing I ever got from a con. I had to frame this. This is the weirdest shit. Okay.
What in the world?
All right, now,
unless I get a foreign language, I don't hardly understand.
Yeah, I don't get poetry. This other one, the red one, is pretty weird, but I'm just going to read from like the top, I guess. Okay. Karu in the day spa. Really like or love to give that head. Shinji now on Twitter, popping out a string of protest threads. I've been on a bender, back to these prophetic sequelae, but I ponder all the questions, but just managed to miss the eye. And I got to turn it sideways to read one other part. Oh, good afternoon. Baga Base Hotel and Casino. Ano speaking, please tell me how may I direct your call?
Okay.
And okay, going down best I can. And do you celebrate your dark side? Then wish you never left the house. You ever spent a generation trying to figure that one out? Religious iconography giving you the creeps? I must admit you gave me something momentarily in which I could believe. This mercantile thinking feels as if it really might catch on. Otaku wants some answers. Do you remember where it all went wrong? CGI advances. Really bloody get me in the mood. Pull me in close on a crisp eve, Ayanami. Kiss me underneath the moon's side boob.
Okay.
Oh my god. Oh, why do I have this? But I do. It does make good content on the podcast. I will give it that.
This is only the second most cringe thing that we're going to read, because I'm going to read more Chris Chan jail letters later.
No, did he put out more? Or is this the stuff that came out that we haven't talked about yet?
Well, I think that we read the first one only last episode, and there's like a second one that came out the Islamic one.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get to that in closing remarks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, trying to think about AWA because it was such a long weekend. The AMV thing was probably the highlight, and Sunday I hung out with a couple in the dealer's room and did some other stuff. So Thunderdome is basically like, I got to see like who kind of, that was like a 5-minute thing where people go in a room and were able to edit a video together in like 2 hours. Cause it's like an on the spot editing job thing. And so someone made like a techno song with like the Ralph Bakshi Lord of the Rings, like dancing scene. And that apparently won Thunderdome because they went by applause and everyone freaking loved it. And it wasn't like, you know, well put together. It was just kind of like they just took the scenes out of there and kind of lip synced it the best they could. But it was the fact that this guy like picked something so unique that like everyone freaking loved it. And it was pretty good actually. Yeah, anyway, everything else was kind of me just either going to, So Tiffany Grant showed up at the con, only on Friday, because she had some sort of like Evangelion pajama thing in LA to fly out to with Amanda Lee or something is what she told me. But she was scheduled to come to the con 3 weeks ago, but they didn't put her on the website until 2 days before the con. So nobody really knew that she was there until you showed up Friday, and she's the only guest at the booth selling stuff and taking autographs. And I was like, Tiffany, I didn't even know you were coming. And she's like, well, you know. And so we were catching up and asked her how she was doing. She was doing well. And I bought some Evangelion merch, some clothing from her, and I got some Ava socks. So she was selling there. I got this really awesome like Ava like sports shirt kind of thing. Yeah, so it was really great talking and meeting her. That was like, so Lisa Ortiz was there, which is like, I tried getting an interview with her. I did, but the recording was so bad at like one of the early Banzai cons years ago. And I didn't get to see any other guests there. I had my own thing to do. And I think like once Friday and Saturday came along, there was like Braves fans walking in with the anime con people. It's like in the Cobb Gallery because it was right there, so they were just killing time before the game started. And I know some people like on social media or I think it might have just my Discord chat where people were like complaining like, oh, look at these these unmasked Braves fan mixing in with masked anime fans and blah blah blah. And it's like no one cares. It's like shut up. Yeah, they would have to complain about something. I will say this, Initial D-Zero was at this con. Initial D-Zero is the arcade machine. I even gave my thoughts on it, my first thoughts. It's the one with a six gear system on it instead of an up and down shifter. And it's not a very good gear shifting system. You have to kind of like shift slowly, otherwise you're going to skip stuff. But to get that machine to like save your data, you have to get what's called a banana pass or passport. So next to the convention center is a round one amusement place at the mall at Cumberland, which is across the street of Cobb Parkway. And you have a walk bridge. So in order for me to get like a save data on a card, I have to go to round one, purchase a card from them. And then I played a little bit of Wing of Midnight on it. I put money on a card there and I thought I was going to go back to round one and I really didn't. So I have like 40 something dollars of tokens left to play at a round one whenever I go back. Hopefully soon. And so I basically like went back to the con and I just played Initial D and saved all my stuff on my card. And I beat some people. Some people beat me and it was all good. And so people were like, hey, I saw you. I met one couple that was at the panel, the Initial D panel. We talked for a bit. And a guy was awesome. Name was Dustin and he had his wife there. And so I chatted with them for a bit. They're really nice people. And in the arcade, someone had made a foam Ava helmet. And I shared that on the Slack chat. Like I put it on social media, doing a pose with it. Yeah, so that's going to be on show notes for sure. I will have to get a poster of everything I bought and put it like spread it out and take a photo of it for show notes. I haven't done that yet since I just got in like this right before lunch this morning, and I had to go work like 4.5 hours or something for a little bit today to get some stuff done. So at least I have some money. But I had like 65 plus hours of overtime over the summer that I've been sitting on. And that I've been keep racking up to. So it's like, yeah, I got hours to cover me while I'm on vacation or going to do something. So it's all good. I really can't think of anything else. I wasn't able to go to Anime Hell because I was so tired. I wanted to sleep. Just playing Initially in the arcades. I mean, I got my brother some stuff. I got him a Bender wind-up toy from like the mid-2000s that they put out. And they wanted, I was like, my brother would really like it. So, like, I got him that. It came with, like, Bender with a cigar and a beer bottle. They had a bunch of, like, old Futurama stuff. And that was, like, one company put out stuff. And then, of course, they stopped. So it's kind of hard to find things.
Yeah, I didn't know there were Futurama figures. And that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, there is. But I got him a wind-up Bender toy. And it's actually really, it does wind up still. Like, it comes with a key and you put it on the side. It's really cool. Mm-hmm. I got him an Ava shirt. I don't know. That was about, I mean, in terms of games that I bought, like I bought the Japanese, like, Initial D game, for the PlayStation 1, like Fist in the North Star, an OVA that had a Super Famicom game to it. It's Something Blues, but someone put out some fan subtitles of it. I think it's like King Menu did it recently. And I'll post that on there. I'd like to check that out. The OVA that is.
Oh, is it like Roku Danashi Blues?
That might be it. Yeah, it's a bunch of like high school punks. Yeah, so they have like a 2D beat 'em up game. I saw that and I was like, well, this is interesting. I'm going to buy it just because it looks cool. But I also got the Evangelion Battle Orchestra game, which is basically like Smash Brothers with Evangelion units for the PlayStation 2. And I got the Berserk PS2 game. So I'm looking forward to playing those.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I thought I was going to be talking more, but I think that's... I mean, I didn't really keep, like, solid track of notes. I was just kind of hitting up the main high points of the con for me, and that was winning AMV awards and lack of sleep. And other than just hanging out with other people and getting to know, like, the spokesperson kind of for the video art track and getting to know him and him and me just connecting and hitting it off like instantly. That's about it. I can't really think of anything else. I kind of talked about the mandate stuff, so that's, or like what the con required, which isn't surprising. I will say this, there was one dude on social media that that Ministry of Otaku guy that was like, I'm boycotting the con because they have an OnlyFans panel and it's not anime related. And
oh, I remember this.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, the guy's like, well, they're doing a mask and a COVID mandate, so I'm going to boycott the con. We would not, like, my YouTube channel would not support them, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, nobody cares. Like, you don't have, like, 100 million views or whatever. You're like a dude with, like, less followers than me, I think. And he's acting like he's like, oh, he's got some clout or something. They're like, you know, I would not support this con this year, blah, blah, blah. And he's like really autistic. And It's like, granted, I agree with his stance on that and like the OnlyFans panel. But I was like, you don't have to go to it because I sure as heck didn't. I still went to the con and I had a great time. And I'm like, it's not hard to show up with a negative test result, which is what I did. And there was no questions asked because I had a badge. Although it was something else, I apparently took the service elevator for staff that I wasn't allowed to take because I took it with somebody at the con and I was like trying to avoid the elevator where the rest of the normies. I was like, well, I don't know where the service elevator is. I'm just going to take that. And then one dude saw me and he's like, show me your badge. And I showed him my panelist badge. He's like, and it was basically like Saturday night and he didn't give a shit. And he was just like, you know, and cause I told him like the guy I was helping out and I was like, yeah, I'm trying to help him out with something. I was trying to get down there. And he's just like, you know, I'm just going to pretend like you weren't here. And I went, well, I'll just pretend I didn't see you either. So just being a smart ass back. He was really cool about it. And then like, I was told like if somebody from the main staff saw me, they would have pulled my badge. I was like, oh, that's crap. But anyway, I understand why, but. Still, anyways, that was kind of something else that was pretty cool. But yeah, I think that's the con mostly in general for me. Can't think of anything else, and I might have posted some small things on the social or on Twitter, and I got some photos here and there. One photo in particular that I got. Was I was behind, I think, a mom and her daughter, and the mom was Sailor Moon, like the princess version, and his daughter was a Chibiusa. And I just thought they were just really cute, like going down the escalator. So I just grabbed a snapshot of it. So I might use that for show notes. I don't know why. I just was like, that just looks so great to just see a mom and daughter at a con having fun, and they're both dressed in Sailor Moon outfits. So I just got a picture of the back of them. I just wanted to do it. So that was kind of just a nice, serene view of, like, you know, the con, and just, it just felt so peaceful just kind of looking, like, at those two, like, having a good time at the con and just going down the escalator. So.
Yeah, it is cute when you see a kid in a costume at one of these cons. Like,
it was.
A kid in a Spider-Man outfit at the one I was at. Probably going to go as that for Halloween, because it was the day before Halloween at this haunted place.
Yeah. Oh, so the couple I've known for, you know, 10 years that I stayed at last night with, they know another couple that they met at the con that they're also big nerds. And so the other girl, she was all very, very bubbly, just like Russ's wife is. And so she's dressed up as Elsa, and we were walking through the artist alley. And this little, like, you know, this little kid, this little black girl was just so ecstatic to see Elsa. And she was jumping all over the place, like, Elsa, oh, I want a picture so bad. And she's like, oh, yes, you know, like, and they just, like, all gushed over each other. And the parents saw that, and they, like, took the photo. And then she's, like, promoting herself that she does kids' parties as Elsa.
Okay.
So that, like, so she goes, she got a business thing right there. And yeah, and she was telling me this. I was like, well, shoot, I mean, the con's a great connection piece, so. It's great. I mean, like, it's just little fun things like that. And I when I did my panels, I mean, the first thing I said to people, I was like, guys, thank you so much for coming. Like, you have no idea how much I love doing these things, and I'm glad to be back here doing panels. So I thank everyone in the audience for showing up. I mean, that's how I felt. And I'm so genuine about it, and so thankful and blessed that I have packed panel rooms. And I just feel so honored with that. So, you know, so it's like, you know, thank you guys. This means a whole lot that you want to see my stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good
that so many people were there.
Yeah. And the fact that both rooms were packed up too, like the only two panels I did. And I'm glad they were back to back, because I didn't have to, you know, it would have been nice if they were spread out and I could have went back to the VAT Awards and saw more things. But I was like, well, this is how it is. So, anywho, I think that's it for AWA for 2021. I like how every year is different, a different experience. And that Saturday was just the cream on the cherry on top for me right there. And just getting to know more people and connect, and it's just such a wonderful feeling. But anyways, I what do we have for closing remarks? Because I sure as heck didn't feel like talking about politics. We got Chris Chan stuff too, so.
We do, yeah. I'm gonna read the Chris Chan stuff.
You're gonna have to take the whole thing. I don't want any part in that, even though I probably did read it. So.
Okay. Yeah. So this one is from October 3rd.
Okay.
And it's in response to the Islamic letter.
Oh my god! This is only Kershaw, right?
Yeah. Someone was trying to convert him to Islam. So he responded saying this: "Greetings. The last responses I have received from the THEE, like the old English version of you." He starts like putting on these weird affections, like he's speaking in the old tongues.
Oh,
was one that was most filled with bad vibes. Yet I am not at all shaken. Apparently he was disturbed by this letter. I tell you once more, I meditate a lot, and I have connected with this and all universes and dimensions in this timeline, as well as the entire multiverse. So I speak only greatest and ultimate truths, absolutely no lies, illusions, nor delusions at all. I genuinely know who and what I am deeply and fully. And not only am I the goddess blue heart of the Commodore consoles and the nations of Quickville and Old Comma. I don't even know what Old Comma is, but apparently that's some new place that he's a dominion of.
Oh, gosh.
But I am also mainly the real player one, the one avatar, and this body is the one God body. And I am the full reincarnation of none other than Jesus Christ of Nazareth himself. I am God. And my mom is Emmanuel, God above gods, including Allah herself. And I often speak and work with all of the other gods and goddesses. Allah is a good God, yes, but even he has his imperfections and concerns over his followers and nationality of Islam. He and I both know, and here's where Chris starts engaging in Islamophobic hate speech, that Islam contains a total population that includes 40% of toxic haters, fakers, and sinners within. And the total fallout and conflicts within are certainly not too good. Rather, thou wishest to believe or not, between both the dimension merge, which is completed, all of the remains of Universe 1218 is the failing Earth, period, Universe 1C211987, and its Earth is where all of the non-toxic majority shall be collectively shifted to and are present with these events. So that's where he's going to send the Muslims, is to that universe. Oh, I bring personally the second coming, and at present we are at Malachi 3 and 4 of the Old Testament, literally. Oh, I continue my hardest work and efforts alongside and with everyone between both the Earth of 1218 and the Earth of 1C211987. Meditate hard, long, and deep on that to confirm for yourselves. My body writes this with telepathy, divine guiding its thoughts and hand with an ally, holy flame soul maintaining it on my behalf. Alongside Allah, I can save most of all of the project of yours. But you need to be open for all gods in order for me to do so. The choice is yours. Mr. Jesus, Christine, Weston Chandler, Sonichu, the goddess of Blue Hearth, and Lord of All. So that's one letter.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. He's got this like little image at the bottom of like a heart on top of a crucifix with thunderbolts next to it. Oh my gosh. The Sonichu Jesus stuff.
There was a Sonichu joke made at a there was an editor's roast on Thursday,
uh-huh.
Which was it was kind of put together, but anyways, there was one dude that was up there as an editor and like an anti-tuber kind of guy, and first impressions I don't really care for him, but he was up there kind of like making jokes that apparently were approved, and he made a Chris Chan joke, and then like the whole crowd was like, there was a dead silence. And you either hear a lot of laughing or, oh, like it was like, oh, that's too soon kind of thing. You know, it was funny.
Oh, people have a
I laughed. I mean, I laughed too at it. I was like, ha ha. Anyways, but.
Oh my God. It's so long. The next one, but I'm going to try to read it.
When did this one come out?
This one is from October 10th.
Okay. So kind of, okay. Not really recently, but okay. Go ahead.
Well, let me check if there's a more recent one than this, because I haven't been checking Kiwi Farms much, but this is the one to that character known as Kangol, who is some man in his 40s that frequently responds to Christian's Facebook posts and seems to be like an actual fan of him. Oh, here, there are new ones. One from the 25th. He writes a letter answering fans' questions. Yeah, this one's from 1 week ago.
This is all news to me, so you might as well go ahead and read it on the chat. This is live stuff.
Okay. This is handwritten. Let's see if there's a transcript down below. Although his handwriting is not unreadable, so I could probably just read it if need be.
Well, usually these people are on it with these transcripts. It doesn't take them, like, no time to do it, is what I don't get.
Yeah, okay, so let's see here. It looks like someone wrote to him from some ween, it says. They posted it on Twitter. Someone named John Return. Okay, hold on. The ice cream truck is here.
You gotta get ice cream in order to read these things.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Oh my gosh, you're like five. Ice cream! Great. Dead silence.
Okay, I'm back.
Wait. What, did the ice cream truck drive to your window and you were able to run out there and get it? Or
no, my mom went out and she said that they showed her pictures of the Halloween costumes and stuff. We're going to be friends with the ice cream truck driver. It's pretty nice that they still exist. Because I've never had one that came by regularly like this, but they come by every Monday night.
Wow, especially in November. Well, I mean, you're in Arizona. It's hot anyway, so that would make sense.
That's true. I mean, it was still like 88 degrees or something yesterday, and so yeah, it's not.
No, we had a chill. We had a chilly weekend in Atlanta in the South, so I'm very thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, what kind of ice cream did you get?
Oh, strawberry. But okay, I'm gonna start reading here.
All right, go ahead.
This is the body of your and my soul partner, Jesus Christine Weston Chandler, Sonatru speaking to you on her blessed behalf. I know something. Though Christine knows more from her experiences since our extended separation since September 16, 2021. Okay, I guess he switched bodies with Sanchu again. She shall return for me for the apex of our second coming.
Oh my gosh.
For these remaining who do not know, between Christine and I, combined and divided, we are the real player one, the only avatar, the body, and the one God body. And she and I are literally the full reincarnation of none other than Jesus Christ of Nazareth himself. The conclusion of the dimensional merge's completion includes the completion of the collective shift for the majority that are good and those recoverable from Earth 1218 to Earth 1C211987. That must be his birthday. I bet that's his birthday, February 1st, 1987. maybe not. I think is he older than that? I don't know. And the second coming of Christine and I, together again, as your fully reawakened low, L-O-E-W. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means. Is that a religious term or a typo? Lord, probably. A type of a Lord,
did
I bet.
Did you put this in like a chat or something so I can take a look at it? Or?
Yeah.
Just put it in the podcast chat. I mean, low is kind of it's an old English terminology, so. All right.
Low, I think it's a type of a Lord, but I don't know.
How is it spelled? I'm going to read along with you.
L-O-E-W.
E-W? No, that is not the same thing I was thinking of. Okay. So, low, Messiah.
The Christine's Messiah, Savior, God. So, yeah.
Over the minority of who are the toxic, darkest sinners, haters, fakers, and darkest demonics who shall be left behind on 1218 Earth to burn. We are now on Malachi 3 and 4 of the Old Testament in any Bible.
He says that over and over. It's like the only verse he read.
Yeah, the Bible's a big book, and there's a lot more you need to freaking read. Anyways, go continue.
Okay. The future of all Sonichus and Rosichus under still continued immortal care and guardian watch from I mm-hmm. and my own husband, Magi-chan Prime Sonichu of Universe 1C211987 and C197 before the recombination. Schizophrenic lunatic shall remain the same for the future of all Pokemon. Oh my god, this list
is a Sonic list.
The Hedgehog, Super Mario, Ratchet and Clank.
I'll let you finish your ice cream. Let me read this out.
Okay.
Ratchet and Clank, Neptune, Blanc, Nor. Vert, Mickey Mouse, Bugs Bunny, Homer Simpson, Peter Griffin, Eric Carmen, Tsukino Usagi, Goku, Inuyasha, and Kagome, Papa Smurf, Haruhi Suzumiya, Gumball Watterson, SNT, Lightning Bliss, Dr. Wolf, Princess Star Butterfly, and Marco Diaz, Optimus Boop. Prime, Autobot Sanchu, and Chris Chan, Tony Stark Iron Man, Bruce Wayne Batman, Diana Wonder Woman, President Lisa Simpson, Sunset Shimmer. This list was bigger than the last one. Princess uh-huh. Twilight Sparkle, Raven, Jenny Wakeman, XJ9, Danny Phantom, Fox McCloud, the Jedi, Captain Kirk, and so on into all present-day existing original and fictional, in quotes, characters, including the majority of all of UOCs of 218 Earth, 1218 Earth, here and myself and Christine. We all continue on the greatest partially immortal steed, mutual chronicling, and alive, safe, and well forevermore. Oh my gosh, this is a long thing.
Yeah, we're getting close to the prayer run part, though.
Okay, so, and dot, dot, dot. So, yeah, Engelhard, I have just answered two of your questions, and to I won't even know what the question was to begin with, or no. How to even answer you. two of your questions, to make it more clear, I am the God body. Christine is literally God herself. We both are Jesus Christ reincarnated. So, spiritual and religious philosophies, and even further expanded. A day in this jail, as consistently written in the Daily Goddess log. So he's keeping a log in prison, apparently.
The holy book.
Got the Chan Bible. Bible mm-hmm. Chan? I don't know. Goddess log, Christine and I, we meditate deep, connected, in bold words, with this earth, the cosmos, and universes and dimensions of this timeline, as well as the entire multiverse. Energy conservation and continued workings well above anyone's head on this 1218 earth, write daily logs and with insight and wisdoms, and then some. I have a temporary soul partner, a holy flame type you may remember on her in quotes or parentheses on her repentance tour, keeping me safe. Well, not absurd, a good and good along many good angels, spirits, OP allies in around this jail of fail. The jail of fail. Oh gosh, hold on. We presently have a genuine Turkish prayer rug and a deck of playing cards from the commissary, along with very much appreciated sports bra, socks with no holes, earplugs, and very few other goods. Food's mostly good and well, not perfect meatballs. Banquet dinners have better meatballs, and chicken is often dry, which is what he complained last time. All right, you want to take it from here?
Yeah, I did finish eating.
Okay.
And at present, we are asking all peoples to send money to the Sanchu Temple at 14 Ranchland Court in Rockersville, Virginia. So it's still the Sanchu Temple, even though he's been given a restraining order to prevent himself from returning there. To pay off the mortgage and remaining debts, food for Barbara is also appreciated, and visitors personally offer genuine kindness and good intentions are all encouraged to visit the temple. I don't think Barb would want that.
Yeah, does she get the memo on that?
No.
I don't think
she's getting any memos. She probably doesn't know her son thinks he's the Messiah now either.
Oh my gosh.
Prayers to and for Christine and I are appreciated and shall be answered. All prayers to Jesus have been going to Christine for nearly 40 years now. He keeps repeating this fact. It's like they've been going to him, but he didn't know this until a few minutes ago.
You know, maybe that's why God hasn't been listening to me at all this past 40 years.
You needed to mention Sanju more, then he'd listen. Mm. Mm. And absolutely nothing is to be taken from within the temple. Don't steal temple property, or it's property yards or debates. This reminds me of this guy who showed up there and started filming, and the yard was just a fucking jungle, well, and the what, like, weeds there, were going what, up around
what
the
is,
house.
What is there to deface and or steal? Everything looks like crap to begin with. You want to steal his kutsu? Is that what people want to do? Is still his, like, his weeds and crap? Go for it.
That reminds me, when the house had the fire, there were people who broke into it and recovered his whole homework.
Yes.
And posted it on the internet.
That, okay, first of all, that's doing the Lord's work right there. Some Lord, somewhere. No, I don't, yeah, I'm not, like, dissing on that at all, because at least it was like, we got more of Christian than we should have.
Okay, the next part. All who do this shall be struck down by my allies, the gods, and heaven's armies. Blessings of great measures personally for all who come, visit, and bring good positive tithes and offerings. Also, donations to my inmate account can only be made through the Central Virginia Correctional Regional Jail Office
website,
and only U.S. postal money orders, cashier's checks, or certified checks made out and addressed to Christine is acceptable through postal mail. While that is greatly appreciated as well, the needs of the Science Shoe Temple and Barbara's safety and hers and mine, keep of the temple remains of higher priority. And lastly, but importantly, contact the local Virginia governor in Rutgersville and Charlottesville, Virginia. Oh, that might be changing in a couple days because there's an election in Virginia tomorrow, as well as President Biden, and get me Christine's body, as well as Christine herself, obviously, a full pardon to get me out of this jail and mess, please. Oh, I like how he's such a schizo that he has like a holy trinity. Me, which is Sonichu, Christine's body, and Christine herself. Like, Christine's not in control of her own body. So
you know,
there's a body and then there's two minds.
You know, with as whacked out as Joe Biden is, he would actually probably pardon Christine Chandler.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he could just claim, like, he's, like, an oppressed transsexual and, yeah, like, he'd get a pardon just like Obama pardoned Bradley Manning.
We need to do
Bradley
a whole, what's that word, along with other words, you know, redoing of all this prison system stuff and just get the trannies out of there, you know. They need to do, like, a...
You know, the thing, as Biden would say.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next part. What has happened was literally a divine mission commissioned to Christine and I by Emmanuel, God above gods herself, which apparently is Barbara, to heal and cleanse Barbara's health and soul and being and clear her of remaining sins and regrets through cuddling, talking, and supportive soul bonding to mainly extend her life personally by divine intervention.
I think he lowered her life by doing all this crap. I mean, it would have done it to me. Yeah.
I don't think getting raped by your child extends your life. Yeah. As Christine had told the few others via mail, posted onto Kiwi Farms, all of you were being and are now being divinely tested with the divinely purposed leak of this information. Too many of you have epically failed by responding and giving in to the drama instead of ignoring this with greater considerations of the context and knowing better of Christine, the past situations, and leaving it as a lost rumor.
I like how he's like, don't look at the fire over there. If you do, you failed your mission, your holy mission.
Yeah. Which is to give me money, of course.
Yeah, more
being
money.
Being better of Christine, the past situations, and leaving it as a lost rumor. Okay, right. I read that part. Instead, Allah, over 2,000 years ago in Israel on History Report, alongside Judas and Noel, Christine was massively betrayed like she was in hers and mine past life.
Oh my gosh. I'm not even mad anymore because I'm so tired from the con. I find all of this funny now. Because now he's repeating himself, yeah.
Yeah, he does that a lot. On all that now, or consult, ask a genuine, highly enlightened psychic to see it for yourself. Consider that this your interview, Kenneth. Go ahead, please, share all this in confirmation with what handwritten original pages were already posted as well. Thanks. Sincerely, the God Betty of Ms. Jesus Christine Weston Chandler Sonichu, the Goddess Blue Heart and Lord Messiah and Savior of all. Yes, that confirms the Lord was a typo earlier. And then postscript. Have you ever sat on a prayer rug with a deck of playing cards, play solitaire? It is a genuinely humbling experience. I highly recommend it. Shall suddenly come to my temple. Jesus, Christine, Weston Chandler, Sonic Chew, October 5th, 2021.
Oh, man. Thank you, Kenneth, for sharing this nonsense with people in Kiwi and the rest of the internet.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
So this is the last one, or is there still another one?
No, this one was from 3 weeks ago. There's a new one from 1 week ago, and I'm going to try to read this one off quickly now. So this one is all new to me. I haven't read it before.
Are you able to post it in the chat again so I can keep up
with it? Right, yeah, I'll do that.
The read-along podcast.
Thank you for the kindness and respect in your letter. Yours, outside of my attorney and Barbara, is the first letter I had received from a follower who lives in Virginia. Wow, not a very successful cult leader, though. He's only got one follower in the state of Virginia. Well, overall, and in short, the staff treat me well enough. At start, the genuine positive vibration and spiritual energy really sold this place well. Then I've experienced the attitudes and bad habits from the real jerk ops. He still uses that phrase? Wow.
Oh my gosh.
That's a combination of jerks and cops for people who don't know the old Chris lore.
Yeah.
And really noisy neighbors. After my body was relocated from the medical to booking. Oh, so he's now out of the psych ward and now he's in with the general prisoners. It's not doing well. Oh my gosh. This is going to be good. But the food is mostly good. The commissary has good items on offer. You must be buying like little keychains or some crap just to hoard.
Really.
And I've enjoyed the rec room a few times. The facility is 2 out of 5 stars. Is he going to give it a rating on Yelp? 2 out of 5 stars.
Oh man, imagine the prisoners reading a Yelp review in a prison. Like, yo, don't send me that. It's a 2 out of 5 star. I'm a high class criminal. I don't deserve that place, you know, like.
Only 5-star prisons for me.
Yeah, really?
I've hardly made friends here. Yeah, no kidding. But more like kind allies with the more positive staff. And I continued to work in my goddess responsibilities and duties out of body. I am the full reincarnation of Jesus Christ, complete with all of the memories from year zero to physical ascension to heaven, changed my appearance and walked the earth more in my immortal life, living many different books of identities and lives, up to 1389 when the universe was divided, and I was fully transported forward and backward throughout time, space, and dimensions to fly throughout chaotic rainbow's apex in 2003, to be reborn on February 24th, 1982. He's getting more and more schizophrenic by the word. He's now got a full, like, timeline of all this shit that didn't happen. Firstly, I do not look upon the term troll as a negative, as there are good trolls slash people and bad trolls slash people, and have all an innate want to patrol and observe, comment on others regardless. On page 2, that the ones that are wicked are the haters, fakers, and darkest of demonics, and the sinners who are toxic to the majority. A lot of what has happened is happening right now with and all around you, and is to happen and covered between the last couple of books and the Old Testament of any Bible, as well as how I had described the dimensional merge in early 2018. Although the picturesque event is popularly referred to as the Day of Judgment, who describes the Day of Judgment as picturesque? This is actually comprised of the dimension merge, the recombining of the divided universe, which has been completed, the collective shift, relocating the majority to the combined Earth of Universe 1C21987 from this 1218 Earth here. This is more spiritual progress. And happening now, in my second coming, where I shall descend at my temple and fully physically relocate the majority of our recombined Earth with the Sonichu Temple, as well as the select buildings, artifacts, statues, etc., leaving behind the toxic minority of the failing 1218 Earth to burn, redacted.
thou art among the neutral good, and shall transcend with everyone. So thou hast nothing to fear, especially as thou continues to be good, as possible as thou hast done so. Go forth in peace and clarity by my power, glory, and authority as God, redacted. Be safe and well. Mrs. Jesus, Christine Weston Chandler, sonnet to the Goddess Blue Heart of Lord, Savior, and Messiah, and God of all. So that's the latest from Chris.
He's sure showing some progress.
Yeah, I was just trying to read the part where he's talking about being transported through space and time, like the intro to Buck Rogers, where he goes, his rocket was knocked off course and said 500 years into the distant future, where he is the only surviving man. It's just like this outlandish like plot involving like Chris Chan has been traveling through time for thousands of years, and he's just suddenly realized it, and everyone needs to pray to him and give him money. He's going to have the second coming at the 14 Branchland Court. I mean, let's hope he never returns to that house. This is not a delusion that he's allowed to play out, because who knows what he would do. Like, is he going to like sacrifice Barb as like a
put her on a fire pit and like as a human sacrifice? Like, this will cleanse you of your sins because of sending you on fire.
Burn some lard, yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Oh man, let's see. Is there any other ones that have been posted recently? I hope not. I've had about enough of this guy for one evening.
I'm pretty tired because let's say I've already spewed out my con experience for AWA. Animazement didn't happen this year, obviously. I don't know, like with Animazement, if they're going to require everyone to do the vaccine card things to go, because if they are, then I'm not going to go until they get all that stuff sorted out, so we'll see.
Okay, so I have discovered that there is just one more that was also posted on the same day as this other one from the 25th, and it seems to be one of the shorter ones. Okay. Some idiot troll sent him some message about... God, what in the world? Is this a character from the Loud House? They seem to want like his plush doll from the Loud House. It's probably some pervert that wants to jack off in this doll, and they want one that's owned by Chris or something.
Oh my gosh.
What the fuck? I'm just asking to ask if you did anything sexual to the doll. Oh my god. What? And then they write an Arabic blessing at the bottom. This person's an even bigger LOL cow than Chris at this point. Okay, I'm going to read their
stuff. Yeah, let's go ahead and get to this.
Oh my god, what is wrong with this person? To answer your question, and you may share it online if you wish, the Luan Lond plush, as well as all of my plushes throughout my present immortal life, have never been cut open at all, nor have any of them been violated, defaced, or abused sexually at all. There was no discourse. The Luna Lond doll plush was... literally a gift from another one of my kind followers because they saw a similarity in the humor aspect between I and her. I have my morals, especially being the full reincarnation of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and God of all, including you. Regardless, I appreciate your blessing and prayer in Arabic. I have an open mind for all religious and spiritualities, and I am multifaceted. Thank you kindly, I offer you a direct blessing in return. Visually, I draw in my neo-spirituality updated Christianity symbol.
Oh my god.
But its main manifestation is in the form of a small share of my own aura and vibrations. From his vibrator, go forth in the peace and clarity by my power and glorious God, Jesus Christine Weston Chandler Sonic. Oh man. Go forth with peace and clarity by my power and glory. Okay.
Do we want to read the Loud House thing?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and read the first letter. I'm just going to be frank. I've been hearing rumors you are in possession of a plush doll that is in the likeness of Luan Loud. I did some searching and I saw in the video where you were asking people to donate to your Everfree Northwest GoFundMe that the plush was visible in the background of your bed. In case you don't know what I'm talking about, here's a picture of Luan. I first heard of these rumors but after your arrest in August, but the doll being your possession was only part of the discourse. The other part was that you did sexual things to the doll. Like, I remember one person saying you cut a hole in it. I'm just writing to ask if you actually did anything sexual to the doll. I'm not accusing you of anything. I just wanted to dispel any rumors. To show you my good intentions, I'm giving you an Arabic blessing. You can tear off this part of the letter and hang it in your cell wall.
Oh my gosh.
It's a simple phrase that wishes one good luck and that all will turn out well in your hour of tribulation. Just crease it first. Best regards, Sheikh Zula. My real name will be on the envelope per Virginia correction system rules, but I request that you do not refer to me by said name. Just Sheikh Zula.
I'm thinking he's just like, did you violate the doll? Because if you haven't, can I violate the doll?
Yeah, that's the interpretation I got.
Yeah, that's what, like, why in the world would you just ask a question like that? That's out of just random.
I mean, of all the micro analysis of Chris Chan that I've seen, of people saying why he punched a hole in the wall in that video and everything else about that video, yeah. I've not seen anyone say anything about not him having sex with a doll in the video in the background. I didn't even notice this doll.
So someone, if you go down further, somebody, it looks like a 4chan quote from Sheikh Zula or whatever. It says, the text is in Persian. It says, Ian Brandon Anderson. Run it through Google Translate if you don't believe me.
Oh, okay. That's funny. Chris probably didn't. He's no way he knows enough Arabic to know.
Yeah. I gotta be honest. I'm ready to go to sleep. Like I came back.
Oh no! Someone has a picture of the doll in here. It's got a skirt. I could easily see Chris coming in this doll. Oh no!
Wait, what? Is it on, like, what page is it on? Is it on the first page?
It's post number 12 on the first page. It's some, like, child with braces and, like, a skirt. Yeah. Luan Loud. I've never seen this cartoon, but... Okay, well, that's enough of that. I think we're going to call it quits for the night. And,
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I'll just mention a couple more of the things I got at the con. I did get number one of Shogun Warriors, Marvel comic from the 70s, and number one of the Shadow Strikes, which is the DC comic with the old Paul Pierrot, the Shadow, and a couple of John Byrne Avengers, some issues of Invaders. I got the last issue of Black Magic by Jack Kirby, which has this weird backup where it's got like dream analysis. I guess readers would write in the 50s what their weird dreams were. And so some person had some nightmare about being locked in a cell and haunted by the Grim Reaper and all this stuff. And then it has like Kirby's response of like, this is proof that you're a successful person and that you fear being locked in a miserable situation. And it's actually a good sign that you're in a happy place now and you just fear it getting worse or something. I think they try to put some positive spin to make people's nightmares feel better, but this issue, apparently that series only lasted 4 issues or something, because I guess people don't want to hear about dreams, they'd rather have original stories from writers, but yeah, it's interesting to see these old 50s comics by Ditko and Kirby and stuff, and yeah, it was good to see just how many people were out there, and all these booths with you know, not everyone was wearing masks or anything. I mean, people were very relaxed there. And, yeah, I definitely look forward to the next one of these things.
Yeah. I'm kind of just being hesitant on anime cons for now. Like, I think, like, the next one that I'll be looking forward to is Momo in Atlanta, which is the same weekend as Animazement, but it's, like, depending on what Animazement does, which I believe they're probably going to be doing a whole, like, you know, you need to show up with a vaccine card or you can't get anything. There's no testing or whatever. And if Atlanta's still going to keep doing, like, the whole testing and COVID check, I'll just go to Momo. And plus, I got a guy that's like, hey, let's split a hotel at Momo. And, you know, we can be able to split costs because Momo's a really cool con. I'm like, all right, cool. We'll do that.
I'm surprised that Governor Kemp has not done some sort of
you know, some sort of ban on vaccine mandates like Governor Ducey did. I know Governor Abbott did it too.
I don't know, man. It's
he's going to get primaried by other Republicans because he's so hated now, but then his own party,
mm-hmm.
Governor Kemp.
Yeah.
I mean, that was always going to happen after the election, but especially with he's not as strong on COVID as some of the other mm-hmm. Republican governors have been.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, didn't you say your governor is pretty aggressive against these
Oh, yeah. I mean, McMaster's, I like to keep him in because he's like against all any kind of mandate. And he's, in terms of gun legislation, he's trying to make this more of a gun safe zone and have more rights for gun owners. In terms of, like, you know, we just passed open carry back in August. North Carolina has an open carry law, which is weird for a state that, you know, wanted to mandate vaccines, which is just odd to me. But, and, like, as someone put it, North Carolina is kind of becoming the California of the East Coast, which is sad to me because
people
were
saying that about,
I'm not going to go there. So
people were saying that about Virginia, but
Virginia's way more liberal.
Yeah, that's true. Virginia is still left of North Carolina, which mm-hmm. is the left of South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
But Virginia, these polls lately show that the Democrat, Terry McAuliffe, is probably going to lose. I mean, it does look like a close race, but
mm-hmm.
most of them show him down ever since he's made these comments about how parents shouldn't have any role in their children's education. And
oh my God.
We can't be allowing them to determine what's in our textbooks, and it has to be all decided by the teachers' unions. I mean, ever since he made these comments, he's been trending downward, and then it shows like voters would prefer him not to have any control over their child's
mm-hmm.
education.
Mm-hmm.
So I think probably we're going to have a Republican governor of Virginia replacing Ralph Northam tomorrow.
Good.
But they're saying, well, be prepared. We might not have all the mail-in ballots until Friday, which means maybe the fix is in and it's going to be another rigged election.
I hope it's like a lot of people vote Republican, like more so, and just really like at least make a stand on, like, you know, like, let's have fair elections here, guys.
Even New Jersey, which is also tomorrow, the polls are pretty close. I mean, it's possible they could have a Republican governor. I mean, it wasn't that long ago they had Chris Christie, so
yeah, that's
so it would
true.
Be interesting if they won both. Although
yeah,
I think
he was a fat, worthless piece of crap anyway, so
yeah. Okay, well, I guess we'll call it quits here.
I'm about to pass out, so I'd like to get some more sleep tonight before I got to go work a full day. But okay, yeah, it was good sharing my thoughts on the convention, and I look forward to next year. If and when that happens, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, thank you guys for listening, and this will come out eventually, and we'll figure out what we want to talk about for a Christmas episode if we do one, so, or Thanksgiving or something, who knows.
Oh, yeah. I guess we usually do Thanksgiving in about a month from now, huh?
Yeah. Or it would just be a delayed one, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, the only game coming out this month is, like, the new Battlefield, so I could talk about that, because I got it pre-ordered mm-hmm. on PlayStation Network. So. Alright.
I got my strategy guide in for Golden Sun, The Lost Age today in the mail.
Nice.
It's always nice to have an old strategy guide because I got tired of scrolling through these long text documents on game FAQs
yep.
and losing my place and mm. there's no visual to go along with my you know, screen and this Nintendo Power guide. It's got a screen caps of different parts. It's got a map of the whole area and everything. I was using it today. It's a lot more
helpful. Did you get your guide from eBay or something?
Amazon, yeah. There's an old copy of it listed from Goodwill on Amazon, so I bought it, and it's in good condition for an item listed by Goodwill.
You know, I like to get a Lunar strategy guide because I'd like to go through that game as well. Lunar.
The PS1 game?
Yes. Silver
yeah, I need to get that.
Star Story Guide. I mean, I bought it a few months ago, and I haven't been able to sit down and really play it. I mean, like, I played a little bit of it. All right, so there's an unauthorized strategy guide for it, which has a complete walkthrough. These are pretty cheap. It's $15. That's not bad. In case I need to get back into this game. So the official one is, like, about $30 for a used one on Amazon. It's not too bad. I just like to, like, yeah, read something instead of trying to scroll through the facts and, like, and then you lose your place all the time. I mean, the game's pretty linear. I can kind of figure it out, but it'd be nice to have it. And I need to finish through Final Fantasy VIII at some point.
It's weird. There's two different ones that say the official strategy guide on there, and they have different covers.
Yeah, there's the unofficial one, too. It's Prima's unauthorized strategy guide, yeah.
But that one's only $14.
Yeah, it's cheaper. If it's the same information, then let's just, like, just go for the cheaper one.
Prima is fine. I had Prima, I think I had their Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask strategy guides back in the day.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. I don't know if they still exist, but probably they do. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess we'll call it quits and talk to you guys next time.
Yeah, we're about hour 50. Show us the people you're getting now. Guys.
Cover that. You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Somebody gotta do it. Hey, let's go Brandon. I keep a drum like I'm Nick Cannon. Hey, hey, let's go Brandon. Pandemic ain't real, they just planned it. Hey, hey, let's go Brandon. When you ask questions, they start banning. Hey, hey, let's go Brandon. Hey, hey, let's go Brandon. Hey, hey, let's go Brandon. I keep a drum like I'm Nick Cannon. Hey, hey, let's go Brandon. Pandemic ain't real, they just planned it. Hey, hey, let's go Brandon. You ask questions, they start banning. Hey, hey, let's go Brandon. Hey, let's go Brandon. Hey, hey. Biden said the jab stopped the spread, it was lies.
I remember
how you wrote, but you haven't opened your eyes. These politicians are demons just in disguise. Look at Kyrie Irving and Nicki Minaj. Look at Australia, that's what's coming next if we don't stand up. Stop complying with them, taking our rights, it's time to man up. Republicans voting.